Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of SYD Life. I'm your host Alex.
I'm Charlotte.
Welcome Charlotte.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about being anxious about being productive.
Let's get
into it. Well, let's get into it after we have a bit of banter.
It's our 10th episode.
Wow. Wow.
That could not have gone
well
any
done.
Better.
That was excellent. You did really good
and
there.
Now it smells like there's going to be a fire.
Yeah. Hope that doesn't go towards the smoke detector. Wow, thanks for the celebration.
Oh, I have
and
a muffin
cake.
For us.
Oh, a
with
muffin,
no flame.
Yeah. No, why not?
I didn't have matches.
Matches, fair enough.
Yeah.
And so what flavor is it?
It's blueberry.
Oh, blueberry. If you're wondering, I just dropped it on the floor.
You threw it on the ground, actually.
Threw it on the ground, yeah.
It's our 10th episode
what
of the year.
What are we going to do with that? Is that just staying there now?
Well, it's yours, so oh, okay. Unless you want to pick it up and eat it.
No, thanks.
I have 3 more over there, so it's fine.
I'll throw them all on the ground.
But yeah, any highlights?
The highlights were I really liked when you went into detail about the background. Which I do notice is different
it's
now.
Different
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
It's still
so
not where I wanted to be.
When you talked a lot about ironing, I was like, that's really boring.
A few
other things I enjoyed that were cut from the episode, on the editing table, so I can't mention them because they don't paint you in the best light. But yeah, some good
it's
stuff.
It's true.
Yeah. But some other great moments. Cannot recall any of them right now.
Totally.
When we had you wheezing, that was good.
Every
I know my favorite moment.
Oh, tell me.
Ripping you on these shoes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. Yeah.
The futsal shoes.
Yeah.
Do you like my socks today?
Got some frilly socks
frilly
on.
Frilly socks on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, I can't believe it. There's only been 10 episodes.
I know.
I'll be real.
It feels like an age.
It feels, I mean, it is halfway through the year.
Yeah. Congratulations if you're still following along with us.
Yes. Let us know if you've listened to every single one.
Yeah.
I
only care if you've listened to the ones that I was on.
Yeah. I'll
so
personally
just
come
tell
and
me
give
about
you
those ones.
A high five.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have.
Wow, what a treat.
A candle.
Great. You could get a crappy blueberry muffin while we're at it. Yeah.
I feel like I have lots. I was going to say it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen each other.
Yeah, it's nice to be back together.
Mm-hmm.
Your neck hurts. Tried to get out of it.
Got a neck spasm. Yep, I'm actually in excruciating agony.
Yeah.
I was going to be professional about it, but now you're giving me a chance to whinge about it.
Yeah,
I'm
feel free.
Help.
Yeah.
Look at me. Hear me. Help.
He's been walking around wonky all day.
I know. Very sad.
Yeah. I have... The reason I set up my laptop to the time is because I have something to play you. Now,
okay.
If you don't find this funny, it's fine. I'll just cut it out.
Great.
But if you do find it funny or interesting, Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy.
Please. Hey. I don't need to, like, I know more about Harry Potter than you do. You didn't think Sirius Black was in Goblet of Fire.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Oh, she's embarrassed by it. So good. Oh, you know what my favorite moment was? When you thought you, oh my gosh, you've gaslit me so much
on this
podcast. When you gaslit me about Sirius Black. Yeah.
Never intentionally.
Never intentionally, yeah.
Tom Felton.
Yeah.
Is one of the only people from Harry Potter that I think is, like, really trying to hold on to his...
Harry Potterness. Yeah, fair enough.
And so he's just released a song.
Yep.
He's released a few songs, but he's released one specifically that is about when Emma Watson like had a crush on him.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to play
it. Is it in jest? Is he being self-deprecating or?
I'll just play you some of
it.
Let me go back to like here. Can you hear it?
Wow, it works.
Yeah. And I'm just a boy on a skateboard with 2 patches on my kneecaps. 2 patches on my kneecaps. The brightest stars burn fast. Some things were never meant to last. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. So I'm home.
Why is it so funny?
Did you hear the same thing I did?
No. What?
It's just like...
I mean, I know he was on a skateboard. Wasn't there a
photo of him
on
like,
the skateboard,
on a skateboard.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm surprised it didn't come out like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
And also, like all the power to him.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's releasing music if that's what he want to do. Like,
oh, so it's not ironic. It's ironic.
No, it's not ironic.
No.
It isn't. It isn't. I thought it was, but then
he's
I went...
He's not joking?
No, he's not joking.
Oh, no.
That's why it's hilarious.
Oh.
He's not joking. He has like a whole EP.
Oh. But just EP.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's been the public commentary on it?
This.
That, like, sad?
It's like, oh.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, obvious that, like, he probably still has feelings for her, maybe.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
And so it's, like, you could have just called her up.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have just done that. But
I find it hard. I'm just want to be on record. I don't think believe it's
real. It's... Wow, maybe
I believe it's ironic.
Maybe it isn't, but I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, he's British. I just feel like he would be into that a bit of
Yeah, but I think that he's just, like, because... There was like, it was like almost like a whole, not a whole new generation like started loving Harry Potter, but there was a massive like Draco talk moment where everyone was like obsessed with Draco and Hermione, which is Draco and Hermione, like them having like not
that. I hated Draco's hair.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like everyone was obsessed.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I think he's just, I think that
he's leaning into that.
He's just really trying to lean into that.
Okay.
But yeah.
She probably wants nothing to do with him.
Hmm?
Now.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But she's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So maybe she'd be
like,
oh, thanks, Tom.
I really like Emma Watson.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. She's cute.
And my last thing that I want to ask you about is, how is Igor?
Igor, you're asking about my third cousin.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's third cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wouldn't know, like I said to you. So Charlotte's recalling. She had Charlotte... a very meaningful story in my life last week that she's trying to gaslight me over, where I
you
just
can't
like,
remember it, can you? You can't even remember because you made
what
it.
I was gonna call
you made
out.
It up.
Shut up, I'm talking now. What I was gonna call out is that the whispering no one's gonna hear, so tucked in. I spent 15 to 16 months in Germany.
You said 18 months. You said 18 months.
When I was 16.
No.
And
he's the discrepancies, he's a liar.
It might have been 18 months. The details don't matter to me.
No, okay. Yeah. Let me just tell everyone what happened.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
You can try.
I have a witness and I have videographic evidence. We're sitting at lunch. It was a normal day.
Yep.
Alex goes, we're talking about Germany. One of our friends was going to Germany, going to Munich, and you went...
München.
And then Jordan Sporting, one of our friends, goes, he can speak German. And I go, how? And he said, oh, I got abandoned in Germany for 18 months and stayed with a relative called Igor.
Yes.
And then proceeded for the next 45 minutes, I think, to just fabricate this lie so deeply. And I knew he was lying.
No, you didn't.
I did. Okay, no, for like 7 minutes, I thought you were telling the truth.
Because well, I had you on the hook for 7 minutes,
yes,
man. That's amazing.
No, but then you didn't know his last name. You didn't know what he was. He looked like...
I told
you.
You
told me that you lived in a community village by yourself.
No, in a school, boarding school.
It's, it's in not a community. True. It's not true. You couldn't tell me anything about this supposed third cousin.
My mother's third cousin. I did adequately answer that, but yeah. But I had you on the hook, and it's pretty good.
It was just like, it's twice that you've just like...
Yeah.
Have we just run
Hoodwinked
out of...
You.
Have we run out of material?
No, so I just really enjoyed,
up.
Like...
I actually thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
I should
building
insert...
building a story. It was such
I'll
a
insert
great
the clip.
I wanted it to happen.
I'll insert the clip here of the end
when
of
we're
the discussion.
Fighting.
Yeah, so yeah. Last week, Tyler was here. Are you okay?
I know you... I know you're trying to replace me with him, which will be evidenced.
No, don't. Anyway. yeah. Do you want to say anything?
About what?
Just about recent events.
Oh, guys, I'm quitting the podcast. That's got too much on in my life. I managed to... jobs and a bubby and a wife. And I'm trying to keep up with this friendship as well. Everything.
And that's the biggest bit.
That is the biggest bit.
That is the
hardest ever.
You've got to go home, brainstorm 6 new lies for the next week.
Yeah. So with great regret and probably to your joy, especially to Charlotte's joy, it's really worked out.
Utter dismay, actually.
Can no longer continue as a host of the podcast. Might try and do a hero shift here or there.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, was not able to follow through on the commitment that I made. I want to extend my apologies and deep regret over that. But... You do get your wish,
it's okay.
And I'm moving on.
We no one wished for this. Okay. And also, it just means that now we can start Grimoire Girls in our spare time.
Yeah, we have a...
Eventually. Stay tuned. 2040.
No, we could do it next year.
Great. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's been 20 minutes.
Nice to chat. Thanks for tuning in, guys. It has been great.
Yeah.
And we'll see you soon.
For our final episode together, yeah. Potentially.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, the neck. We are going to talk about being productive.
Love it.
How to use our time well.
Mm-hmm.
And you are great at this.
Thank you. You think that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm.
You.
Thanks.
I feel. Have you ever done a Starfy where you've talked about deep worky things or no?
Yeah, I've done. No.
No. It's just trickled down.
Trickled down.
That's kind of your thing.
Mm.
So I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you always been this way? Have you always been like super productive or super had good time management?
Time management.
Yeah.
Well, no, I haven't. I have ADHD.
Yes.
So
how could I forget?
Yeah, I actually don't, in by nature, have great time awareness, or I just get locked in on things, or I'm chaotic, and there's a lot of chaotic energy.
Yeah.
And so growing up, no, certainly not. And I used to lose things a lot. Used to be very disorganized. Every payment was late.
Oh no.
I racked up debt. I had thousands of dollars of toll fines, thousands,
before
we got married.
I had that
thousands,
too.
Yeah.
Not thousands,
so,
but like...
Yeah, I had a lot of toll fines.
Wow, yeah.
So
they're stupid.
I was in... Pardon?
They're stupid.
They are really irritating.
Because you only get notified through a letter.
I know.
And it's like...
I can't believe that's still the way.
Don't communicate with you. Anyway.
So I just had stacks of letters. I mean, before I got married, like I just heard Felice... Like stacks, and that was my job to get work through each one and get them paid.
That's amazing.
I actually negotiated some good stuff there, but that's a different story.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't have to pay. Just a life tip.
Yeah, please.
Just because someone says you owe them this amount of money, you don't necessarily owe them that money, and things are up for grabs, especially if you've got debt collectors on your back. You know, ideally, you don't want to be in that position, but I'm just saying many things are negotiable in life. Someone, they just want some money, you know?
Totally. Okay.
So... Yeah, no, I wasn't. I do feel like, you know, my life now, having, you know, I'm on an executive leadership team at our church. I look over sales for Asia Pacific for a company.
Really?
So there's a lot.
That's what you do?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never gotten down to the exact title of that role.
That's what I do. And then, so I feel like, and I manage those roles fairly well, and I manage what's deliverable for that.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know. It was very much a learnt skill. And in fact, my biology works against me in being organized due to having ADHD. Yes.
Apologies.
Why are you saying sorry?
Well, because I was the one that told the world that you had ADHD.
You did reveal my disorder on this podcast. Yep. So I have it. And so, no. Life was very tough growing up. It caused a lot of stress. And it cost me a lot emotionally now, mentally, to be organized.
Get yourself.
But I would think, I would say I'm an organized person.
You definitely
and fairly productive.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, when I was doing some research, I found out something that I could have looked inwards to find.
Mm-hmm.
Almost stepped on it.
Almost stepped on the cupcake there. Yeah.
Please don't.
Okay.
Gen Z's attention span is...
Oh, I can evidence by you just been looking down at the muffin for way too long.
It's apparently only 8 seconds.
Okay,
and
sure.
I honestly think it's probably less.
Yeah.
And so...
Wow, 8 seconds.
8 seconds. Wow. But then I looked up what millennial and baby boomers was, and guess what? I fact-checked.
Yeah,
because
nice work.
I
was about
usually
to say,
did you
fact-check? I know.
This was my fact-checking.
Yeah.
It came up as a Google answer, and then I pressed on one other website and said the same thing.
Probably the same Google
It wasn't.
Answer.
I made sure it wasn't the same website.
Yeah.
I didn't fact-check the millennial one, but the millennial one is supposedly 12 seconds. Mm-hmm. And baby boomers are 20 seconds.
Okay.
So alpha's going to be like, they can't focus on it.
Yeah.
But in terms of like being productive, I find it very difficult.
Difficult.
Because I'm just like, have programmed myself to have a very low attention span because of TikTok and Instagram and
social
media.
Can I ask you
a
question? Stop talking for a sec. What are we saying when we mean productive?
Well, that was the first question, was what does being productive mean to you? So I'm really glad you asked.
No worries. I just asked it.
Oh. That was intentional?
No.
Oh. Well, I said, because...
You're saying it now. You haven't said it yet.
what I wrote down was I don't think I'm a very productive person.
Okay.
It's something that I am trying to get better at, especially because I like balance a lot of
things
as well.
Responsibilities, yeah. We're all important. We get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. thank you for telling me that.
You're not more important than me.
In some ways.
No, not
to
in any way.
To some people.
Only to your family.
Probably, actually. I feel like Lucy, my sister, would probably think that you're more important.
No, that would be the opposite. You think I'm more important than Lucy. That's what you said to me.
No.
You said, Alex,
I would never
you
say
are
that.
More important than
would
my
never
sister.
Say that. I said that I think it's probably important to kind of define almost like for yourself, like parameters of like what being productive is. Because like I know that I'm not going to have one day where I haven't been distracted and like not gotten everything done, like obviously.
Yeah.
And so when like for me being productive is like getting some like every day in my sphere. Just say it's like a day where I'm in my uni semester and working. It'll be like just getting some of those like big rocks done every day.
Yeah.
To the best of my ability.
Yeah. Nice.
Probably get majorly distracted in between doing all of it.
Yeah.
But at least it gets done.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways you can approach productivity, and I guess your motivation matters in that area, because some people being productive is get as many things as possible done.
Yes.
Some people it's like get your most important things done. And I think that really helps is how am I defining productive?
Yes.
So for me, I would view productivity as I move the needle forward on all the things that are important to make my life work.
Yeah.
So and make my life work is making my life work towards the values that I have. And so some of those are career success or work success, but then other ones of those are family time or fun or social or the opportunity to relax and process. So what do I need to do to enable those things to happen?
Yeah.
So productivity in the, I probably rebel against the idea that productivity means you are constantly working or constantly producing.
Yeah.
I think, and when it's when that is the goal, that creates a pressure that you can't really feel because you aren't a robot and you are limited.
Totally.
And some days you're sick, some days you're like me and you've creaked your neck and you're
you can't
just
do,
agony.
You just can't do the things
so you can't do everything you want to do. So what is productivity for you? That's really important. And I would say for very few people, it's get as much as done as you can. And if it is that, well, I think you are creating a rod for your own back that you, that, that will end up crushing you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that's how we were designed or what we're meant to be doing. I think we need...
Yeah, we need rest.
We aren't robots. We aren't we aren't manufacturing machines. Yeah, we aren't, we aren't tools. We are human, and there's more to you than just what you produce.
Yeah.
Not to say that being productive isn't important, but...
Yeah. Thank goodness for that as well.
Mm.
I don't want to be a tool.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you act like one.
Yeah. I was being a bit of a tool in handball today, actually.
Oh, nice.
But no regrets.
Yeah. You didn't return fire on the tool comment, but that's all right. Just now it just makes it look like I'm a bully.
Well.
Oh, I didn't listen to your bullying episode, clearly.
Maybe the hero podcast that you can come back for is the So You Were A Bully.
Bully, yeah, nice. So You Are.
So you are still a bully. Great, we could do a three-part series. So
I better
not.
I said to your dad, I got to stop being mean to you because he listens to the podcast. So.
You have to stop or you have to start?
Stop.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. He does listen to the podcast.
I better stop being mean to you.
Yeah. I can't remember if I cut it out because I gave a dig at him again last week about the thumbs up emoji.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember if I kept it in or not.
Sure.
Let me know.
Okay.
If you're listening and you did listen, just let me know.
Yeah. Why didn't you listen to your own podcast that you produced?
I haven't listened to the latest episode.
Help her, Lord.
In terms of we both, and I know every single person in the world, I would assume, is constantly managing a few different things. Like you work two jobs, have a family, serve at church. I do like part-time work with full-time uni, serve a lot, have like a social life. So then in terms of like managing and kind of like doing multiple things at once, how do you sustain being productive when you're like, oh my gosh, I have
so much to get done.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, I have to produce a podcast today, but I have a uni assignment due at midnight that I haven't started yet. Well, I could probably be more prepared.
Yeah.
Anyway, bad example. Yeah. But yeah,
So your question is, how do you manage all the different?
Yeah.
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 Well, I think the most, I think the thing people miss is, and it takes a while to learn this, is you do actually end up needing to rank or evaluate mm-hmm. or prioritize. There just generally are more important things totally. Than other things.
Yeah.
So it is more important that I am present as a father and as yeah. a husband.
Totally.
So I need to prioritize that and then work out how that's going, what I need to put into my schedule to enable that.
Yeah.
Because if I'm disorganized or if I'm late on deadlines, I'm not going to be present.
Yeah.
So totally. I need to be organized and productive to enable
to
that.
Enable
so you
yeah.
do need to prioritize. So then when then it comes down to, so what's going to help achieve whatever the goal is? So everyone has different goals.
Everyone.
Did I grow? Everyone.
Your throat.
I'm in agony. I'm in so much pain.
Agony.
So just kick the muffin along. So everyone has different priorities. So, but what are yours?
Yes.
So, and then it's evaluating tasks. Not every task is created equal. Mm-hmm. Inbox zero, clearing out the emails, isn't a high priority.
No.
It's okay if you let it build up.
Totally.
Because, and you're going to be able to manage that if you are working towards those more important, you call them big rocks, like those critical, those things that are mission critical to you, those things that are central to your values.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make sales. That's what I've got to put the effort into.
Yeah.
What demos, what leads, what prospects, what phone calls, what meetings do I need to prioritize to get the greatest return on investment? What sales do I need to make?
Yeah.
Or I need to make sure meetings or teams are being built or culture is right. What meetings and direction do I need to prioritize?
Totally.
So I would think the key is you've got to prioritize. Then that sets it up. Oh, so then you have to accept, okay, I will not get everything done today.
Totally. There
so
it
what
is.
Must get done?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
needs to get done to move the needle forward?
Yeah.
So really you've got to get a true north. You've got to get a drive of this is where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
That will help filter out so much of the fluff and the nonsense that tries to, that mm-hmm. does overwhelm us.
Totally.
And you're still going to find yourself in situations where you've got two big, really important things due.
Yeah.
But that's a different story.
Yeah.
The key is you've got to prioritize. Start. And to do that, you need a conviction. You need a mission and a vision for your life.
Yeah.
Mm.
There it is.
Mm.
To add to that specifically in doing that.
Yes.
I love a to-do list.
Yeah, nice.
And I love, I often procrastinate whilst making my to-do list because I like to write it out on paper.
Yeah.
Because then I love that I can then
tick it off.
Properly cross it off. I used Microsoft to-do for a while.
Yeah.
And then I got bored of it.
Sure.
But yeah, I did some research for this podcast.
Nice. Today.
Don't usually do that.
Wow, guys. Stop the clock. Stop the press. She's researched.
I did. I won't tell you what I researched on.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm not kidding. There's this guy who I found on TikTok.
Mm-mm.
He is a professor.
My guards are up.
Yeah, I know. But I read his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I read his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Off TikTok.
Yes.
He.
What was his name?
Daniel Willingham. You've marked one of his books as to read called Outsmart Your Brain.
Okay.
And he is a professor who...
Wow, you are stalky. You've been on my Goodreads.
It's because I marked it to read and then you marked it to read after I marked it to read. And so I went,
you okay.
Thank you. I'm taking that as a win. He's a professor...
To read doesn't mean I will read, by the way.
Whatever. I know, same. But anyway, he is a professor who studies human learning.
All right.
And he gave some insight into kind of how to write a good to-do list, which is what I have taken on and now do. It's very simple.
What does he do?
But he says to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just say for example, with my uni work,
do uni work. No.
But finish this paragraph for this.
Yep.
Great. Essay that I have to do. And then the second point is be brief. So tasks that are 30 to 60 minutes max so that then you're able to because the thing, something else he said was for Gen Z people specifically, we in procrastinating, it's usually the mindset of one more thing, one more TikTok video, one more, I'll put my phone down after I've watched one more thing. But then if your to-do list is so specific that it's read this journal article and then do this paragraph and then do this, do the reference list, blah, blah, blah. You're able to get into that mindset of I just have to do this one more thing,
more thing. Okay.
In a way that isn't super I need to get a million things done today.
Yeah.
But then you're able to almost like at least feel like you're achieving mm-hmm. something so that then you can kind of like almost trick your brain into being more productive.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, so I like a to-do list mm-hmm. and I like to, in terms of like balancing work and uni, like keep a good calendar as well. Nice. Not just like work, but try and like block out actual
nice.
Work things.
Love it.
And then, and put like social hangouts in mm-hmm. there as well and like nothing time where you can just like read a book and flop Love on it. Your bed and do nothing.
Nice.
Because then you're able to like I think for me, I've never felt that guilty of doing nothing.
No.
Which
I love that.
Yeah. Which is good, but it also means that I do assignments a day that due.
Yeah, sure.
But here's my mindset behind that. I don't want to spend time doing this assignment. So if I do it 3 hours before it's due, I'm saving time. It's a horrible mindset.
I don't know.
But the problem is I get pretty good marks.
Yeah. Oh, so wow, guys, I know, she's flexing.
Okay, I'm not mean to flex, but I'm just saying like it's a horrible thing for me to do because I'm like, I can kind of get away with it. But this semester I was much better because I was busier. So I had to, I was forced to.
Well, I think it comes down to what your goal is. If you want to get good marks and you're getting them and it's not causing you stress, then there isn't an issue.
Yeah, that's true.
But for people, they're missing deadlines. They're not getting the marks. They need to do the work and they're not getting it done. That would be a different story.
Yeah. I actually did drop the ball this semester. I'm remembering twice. I've never put an assignment in late twice this semester. I was doing a like mid-year class. So it just like wasn't really on my radar. It was all online.
Yeah.
And twice I submitted something a day late because it was just not as kept forgetting about it.
Mm, boy.
Yeah. Mm. But it was fine. It's only 5%.
Yeah. Yeah, classic. Thank goodness. Yeah. So I reckon it comes down to what you know, there's so many tools, different hacks. I don't think like I kinda think more like a guy I really listened to is Cal Newport. That it doesn't really matter what tools or what you have, what you use. It's really the attitude and the system. The system. So I could use Microsoft Word and get what I get. My plan my week and get it all happen.
Yeah.
I use Trello and Google Cal and Evernote, but I don't need them. You can cut them because it's not. It's just the system is what matters.
Yeah.
And so, or the philosophy of your productivity, that's what matters.
Yeah.
And so it's actually nailing that. The key isn't in a tool. That's like what Cal Newport calls pseudo productivity. It doesn't matter if it's to do or write it down. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What real productivity is actually achieving important things, achieving significant things. So
totally. Yeah. And then in terms of achieving things, people were interested in knowing the people, like how if you have like a specific process of like setting goals.
Yeah.
If you have one.
Okay. So I think my views of goal setting have shifted. I've read Atomic Habits a few times by James Clear, and he says you do not rise, and I'll be paraphrasing, but you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. So there isn't an internal motion that makes you ambitious or drives you forward. You actually fall. The level of your systems that help you get to your goals, that's what makes you successful, not the actual goal itself.
Yeah.
Now, it's probably important to have goals, but it really comes down to the system you have in place. So, what was the question again you asked?
Like, if you have a process.
Process, yes. So, it's about systems. So, I do have goals, for sure. So, I have six values. I've distilled my life to six values. Yeah, so...
He is a robot.
No. I thought that was good.
Thank you.
Connected family, devoted to Christ, financially secure or strong. I changed it recently. Financially secure. Maybe I was feeling like I wasn't strong, so I wanted to be secure. I think it's financial strength.
That was four.
My life is ordered. My life is interesting. And I am something about health.
Healthy.
I'm emotionally, immensely healthy.
Nice.
So they're my six things or seven things. I think it was seven.
Yeah.
Then, so I set a one.
Is this the weekly evaluation thing that you
do? I do a weekly evaluation. So I have those seven goals and I don't try and overwhelm myself. I just set seven goals for the year.
Yeah.
And when I achieve them, I achieve them. And they're not overly ambitious, but they drive towards those goals.
Wow. So you set it up per year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just making a mission to get to that. And sometimes they're and then they're usually system goals, not the big goal. So like my life is ordered. So I actually have four areas in my life. I have the job I work for, the two jobs I work for, my own life.
Yeah.
And then I have a side hustle business that I've got going. So I have four to-do lists.
I'm
going to
crack you what that is one day.
I have four to-do lists, right? Yeah. So my life is ordered. I set a goal for the year and I feel like it's realistic of 88 completed to-do lists for the year. So each week I have four to-do lists for the week and I mark off how many I got done, right? So they're the goals, but they're mostly system goals.
Mm-hmm.
One of my goals for health is actually just lose weight. But the habit what I really measure is, and it seems ridiculous, but I just measure if I've done 10 push-ups for the day.
Yeah,
and
right.
if I've logged calories, because mm-hmm. my systems for losing weight, calorie counting or intermittent fasting and just making sure that I'm not exceeding my calorie input, and then push-ups, this is my trigger of exercise. So I do 10 push-ups. Then I actually go for a run. So it's not really about the push-ups,
yeah.
but it's the trigger to go.
The trigger, yeah.
In regards to goal setting, it's about the systems that will get me to goal. So I put most of my effort into the systems that will, the activity that will lead to the goal. Like it's a lag measure or a lead measure. I can never remember the term that I'm going to measure what's going to ultimately contribute to my outcome. I'm not going to measure my weight every day, although I do, but that's just a habit. I don't care. I don't care what I weigh today.
Yeah.
I care if I'm going for a run and if I'm managing my calories. Yeah. I don't care if I didn't get my work done today. I care if I got my four to-do list done for the week.
Yes.
That would be an example.
Sure. So it's almost
it's a lot about systems that will work towards the values. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. It's almost like, not necessarily like bigger picture vibes, but kind of like...
Yeah, I don't know if it's bigger picture vibes. I feel like it's more like, it's actually small. I would actually say it's the opposite. Smaller picture. It's the day-to-day.
The day-to-day.
Yeah. Mm. And this is the whole premise of Atomic Habits is there's exponential impact in micro acts. So if I do this for a long enough amount of time, it doesn't just go linear. It goes exponential, but it takes a while to get there.
Mm.
So
I should read Atomic Habits.
Oh, that's a cracker. Yeah.
It's taken me almost over a year to read the first nonfiction.
Yeah, I don't give you book recommendations anymore because you never read them. You mark them as to reading on
I'm still
good reads and the then they is, never end
the thing
up
The thing is, read. I haven't stopped reading that book. Mm. It's just taking me in.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway. I was reading it today.
Yeah, so good. Good on you, girl.
Anyway. I'm going to have it finished by next Tuesday.
Wow. I won't be here to care.
Maybe. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Something else is... Kind of, I feel like we've kind of touched on it, is like being productive, managing our time well, but not letting it get in the way of like our mental and physical health. Like what you're saying, like I've smashed my mouth into this every 2 seconds. we don't want to let being really productive get in the way of like our mental and physical health.
Yeah.
And so something... I kind of said it before. Like, I feel very lucky that I've never really... Like, I'm completely fine. Okay, let me start again.
Mm.
I don't get that stressed about, like, work type of thing. I'm just, like, I'm not really wired that way. Mm. It's not that I don't care, because I really do care about creating something valuable, writing a good assignment, blah, blah, blah. But it's never been, like, a pressure thing for me. And I thank my parents or whatever, whoever for that. But... I know that some people really do like feel like they need to work constantly to kind of have some sort of like purpose or whatever it is. But I'm like super, if it means that I spend like an hour less on an assignment and I get to like go on a walk or play a game with my family or whatever.
That's fun.
That's never really like bothered me.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to talk about how to manage still being productive with like it not...
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. So you don't want the pursuit of productivity not corrupting your health.
Yes.
So I think, you know, the first thing is everyone's values are different. So some people love working hard and doing lots of work. And if if they're enjoying their life.
Slay.
I'm not say less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Say less work? Dude, I'm sick.
Congrats.
Did I say sick?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love saying sick.
That's sick.
And like rad.
Mm. Wrong.
I love rad.
I'm just saying,
never use it.
Yeah, that might be your generation's word. I don't think we're not really rad guys. We're sick.
Epic? You like epic.
Oh, they
you
used
go,
epic.
You go
I don't epic.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yes, I'm just, you do.
I don't say epic.
Yeah.
Bras.
I think I could Bras. Find. I think find I could
it.
Find.
I don't say epic. Epic. No
you,
way.
That's how
okay.
you say it.
If I've said it, it's irony.
Okay.
A definite irony. Okay. I'm not an epic.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm feeling like less and less convinced that Tom Felton was writing a...
Yeah.
No. I think he was being ironic and oh. I'm not sure you pick up on irony.
I do, but how epic. Dare you? How dare you? I do, but I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm going to get social media. I'll do it later.
Do it later. That's fun. So, corrupting health. So,
yes, yes. Okay, I so like firstly, that, corrupting
yeah,
health.
Yeah, I'm sick. So...
You literally
my
are.
Health is corrupted, yeah.
You've been sitting like this.
I'm in agony. So I think, okay, firstly, everyone's going to have different work systems. Mm-hmm. But what can help is, and this really has helped me,
yeah.
actually having the life to-do list about values. So, like, yes, there's some things like pay this bill,
yeah.
right, because I want my life to be ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And clean the barbecue, because I want my life to be ordered, or whatever
I love
it is.
A barbecue.
I cook 4 times a week on my barbecue. I love it.
I didn't yep. see a barbecue at your house.
Stop snooping. It's on the balcony.
Oh, I didn't go out there.
Yeah. It's a wild world out there, actually.
Yeah.
So start to create to-do lists that push towards your values. Mm. So I would have on my to-do list, like, gosh, I'm trying to think of one that someone, well, you know, there's obviously like a haircut or something, but like it would be like, go see the doctor about this health issue.
Sure.
Right? Well, my value is health. I've got a, yeah. something's off. Why don't I go to the doctor and see what's going on?
Yeah.
Or, hey man, I've cranked my neck, book in a time to go see a physio. Or, yeah, those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, like, a book in a time to, I have this every, especially before we had a kid, I would spend once a month 2 hours researching date options for Felicity and I to
really?
Go on, different things. I just went, like, because it's so important to me, that's so important, right? So,
two
I want that in the
hours?
Calendar and sorted. Yeah, but not per week, but like for the next few months, I'd book in the restaurants and stuff. Yeah. Okay, for some reason you're having a girl reaction. That's not the point.
So
not the point. Out. There will be no sentiment on this podcast. So, but I do that because it is important to me. I'm not going to wait till feeling to let that happen.
Yeah.
Now, but so that's fun though, right?
Yeah.
Researching date
totally.
Ideas. That's fun.
Being productive.
So, but it's
be
being productive
fun.
Towards your values. And
totally.
That's going to, then they're working together. The desire yeah. to be productive and mental and emotional health, they're coming together.
Mm. Yeah.
Like for example, one more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go play disc golf. So it's on my to-do list.
Sorry?
Disc golf. You know golf?
Yeah.
Do you
is
know frisbees?
Oh, I thought it was going to be combined with disco.
Frisbee golf.
How does that work?
You throw frisbees into like a metal. It's so fun, dude.
That
I've played
like
it. What?
The most perfect guy sport
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah. So I'm going to. Oh, there's one out at Homebush. And so I've got it on my list.
Wow.
It's three things. Go play frisbee golf, but like specific. Next action. Make a list of people you want to invite. Next action two.
Am I going
to
be on
text
the list?
The people to invite. Three, choose a date and go.
Wow.
So that's, but
yeah.
that's going to be fun, right?
Yeah.
So productivity can lead towards, for me, fun's
I'm inspired.
Important. Boom.
I'm inspired.
Yeah.
Last week, did yes. you listen to last week's podcast?
No. I never, if I'm not on, I'm not listening.
Don't listen to Tyler, but Ryan Smith was really great.
I heard he was great.
He was great. He said something at the end
yeah.
where I had to like pull myself together
yeah.
and not like freak out and spiral because it was really
oh,
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never had that reaction with me.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm having it right now. 2 hours. he said, because we were talking about burnout, a really great episode, you should go listen to it.
Yeah, you guys should listen to it. Everyone else should.
Everyone else should, just
yeah,
not Alex.
Not me. It's my world.
Will you keep listening to the podcast?
Am I in it?
But it's not like it's like you're leaving the podcast.
Yeah.
It's not like I had to, like, so the answer's no?
I just like the sound of my own voice. I'm going to find another platform. Yeah, of course I will listen.
I should have gotten
of
you
Of course
to
I will listen.
I should have gotten you to record every single word in the dictionary. Then I can
AI.
AI it. Ryan said.
Yes.
What did he say? He said, peace should always come before productivity.
Yeah.
In terms of, let me explain. We were talking about feeling like getting burnt out and like pushing ourselves
yeah,
too far.
Totally.
But in terms of like kind of what I said before, it's like if it comes to a point where maybe I've had a bad day and it's like I feel like I have a million things to do, but it's like I'll just spend a bit less time doing the things I need to do if it means that I can do them better and I've had the time to like process whatever I need to process.
Mm.
And then I'm still being productive because it's not like I'm just like, well, I give up.
Yeah.
But then being able to like be actually productive.
Yeah.
Not half, not, what was it called? Pseudo?
Pseudo productivity. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't want to create a bad product because I'm not.
Yeah. Well, then you would love Cal Newport's book, Slow Productivity.
I should. You just read that.
He talks about obsessing over quality.
Yeah.
Talks about working at a natural pace and something else. But yeah.
I'll wait for the review.
Yeah. I have already reviewed it.
I haven't seen. Snoop.
Come on, Snoopy.
But yeah, that idea of like, for me personally, that's like, that's just how I work. That's how I function. Because otherwise I'll just create everything and it would all be horrible.
Yeah. And I do think sometimes though, and I'm sure Ryan didn't mean this by his comment.
Yeah.
But that sometimes maybe my generation and yours might elevate this piece.
Totally too much.
As an excuse but actually sometimes there's hard work, you won't always totally feel good about the hard. No. I don't always want to do the work I'm doing.
Yeah.
I just got off a sales demo that I, during my lunch break, I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Didn't enjoy it.
Totally.
Sometimes you just got to do it because it's moving the needle forward on a greater goal.
Totally.
So there is hardship on the way to
Which I think Gen Z as a whole should learn more.
You want to...
Yeah. We're a bit lazy.
You can't forsake grit.
Yeah.
Grit, I know you've been told about grit, but, you know, grit's kind of important. And really the key to all of this is actually discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about discipline.
Totally.
And that leads to peace more than... And I know, Ryan, he would talk about this. Yeah. That leads to peace more than anything else.
Oh, my gosh,
the discipline.
Sure.
So if I am disciplined in what I do,
mm-hmm.
I'll have peace later. I won't have it now. It's really tough right now. I'm having to research this or look this up or make extra, but I'll have peace later because it won't hang over me. Do you know a cool thing is that most nights when I go to bed, the day is not in my head.
Nice. That's nice.
The day's not there because the systems and the discipline means that the brain was having ideas but not holding them.
Yes.
It went to paper, it went to planning, it went to... And my brain was able to trust the plan because of discipline. It knows I'll do it later. Wow. So that's the key. Well, one of the keys.
You should probably write a book one day.
I feel like I'm just parroting all, like, you know...
Yeah, but... David Allen would mean that I don't have James to read Clear all of the other books. Count I can just Newport. Read the one book that you write with all their ideas. No.
Yeah, thanks, Charlotte. That's very nice. I'm still not coming back on the podcast.
I have some more Sydney pet peeves is where we're trying to go.
Before we get to the Sydney pet peeves, I want to get to my peeves with you. But it's twofold. Firstly, thank you for finally putting up the content online of where you talked about ironing.
The wall,
That was really good.
It was good.
Secondly.
I had to go through the archives to find that.
I noticed that you did a social media piece of micro content, day in the life, influencer style with the TikTok tone voice, which was really great content. I just noticed you did it on a day that we weren't recording together. Yeah. So I'm just saying, you squeezed me out again and that's why I've left the podcast.
Yeah. Were they the only things you had to say?
Yep, so on to Sydney pet peeves. Let's
Sydney
do it.
Sydney pet peeves.
I love getting angry, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you know Inside Out 2?
I had it written down.
I know.
Have you? Did you see how excited I got? Because I didn't bring it up because I saw it on the weekend.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
And I didn't have enough to say about it.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want any spoilers?
No. I just want you to know that I'm the... Do you ever think what
Your
character
anger.
I... Yeah, I'm totally
you
angry.
Are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
On to pet peeves.
On to pet peeves.
And I'm the angry guy. I'm definitely angry.
Okay.
Fun, great joy.
This is like
anger.
I guess a few of these aren't necessarily just Sydney related.
That's fine.
But
yeah.
I have slow walkers as number
100.
One.
Oh
my gosh. And this is, I'm talking to my friends.
Yeah. Get them.
Speed up. I have two friends. I have a group of three.
Yeah. The Spiral Girls.
No.
Yeah.
Sure. Two of them can just walk and talk so slowly and I miss out on all the conversations because I'm walking at a normal pace. Not even fast.
Yeah.
I slow it down.
Yeah.
The one time we were in a position where we were literally getting chased by a crazy old man in Manly.
Yeah.
And I was like, step on it.
Yeah.
Step on it. We are about to potentially get attacked. Anyway. Yeah. It was crazy. So slow walkers.
Slow walkers, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I do a big overtake.
Yeah.
But mate, more than slow walkers is the guys that don't stick to the left when they're coming the opposite way. When it's a two and you're a one or a two and a two and we don't go single file and we bump into each other. Absolute anger.
Yes. Something that really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost is like everyone wakes up and decides they're going to do this one thing on one day and then everyone goes back to normal. Forgetting they have an indicator.
I hate those people too.
Oh
I put the indicator on, man. I beep him.
Yeah.
I beep him when I go past.
Absolutely. Come on. Should.
I go beep beep. I just a little like yeah. beep beep. I don't know what like, you're doing. Or flash.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come sorry. On, mate. Yeah. I'm with you. Put yeah. your indicator on.
Put your indicator on.
Mm-hmm. I would have got. I wouldn't have stayed behind you no. if you were going to brake and turn right here. Yeah. I had the opportunity, oh, but now you're helping me
when
up.
They're doing a ride at lights.
Bro. Oh, the
is
worst.
Is that punishable by crime?
Yeah. I do beep
because that is unacceptable. That is actually yeah. unacceptable, especially on like mm-hmm. the busy streets.
Mm-hmm.
Cruel.
Worst.
Cruel. Something that I have a question about is the designer of Sydney roads made it so that they disintegrate when water touches them.
Yeah.
Potholes.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I don't know why.
As soon as it rains.
Mm.
There's one outside my house that they must cover it with like a feather or tissue paper or something, because every single time.
I think it's the ultimate material. Like it needs to be a different substance.
That's what I mean. It's like literally the person. Imagine.
Yeah. Imagine come on, guys.
Sitting watching the roads that they designed. Be vulnerable.
Sorry, I was holding in a yawn.
I was trying not to yawn.
My Voldemort.
Your nose. Like, close your nostrils.
I was yawning.
the roads disintegrate.
Yeah. Angry.
Does this make a noise?
The time is about to go off, folks. Has Charlotte turned off the sound? Can you hear a sound?
Yeah.
It makes a sound,
it
guys.
It does. Is it still going?
Good job, Charlotte.
Is it still going? Oh, my gosh. I have to get up. I have one pet peeve left.
Yeah.
This is one that is specific to Sydney.
Yeah, great.
The roadworks on the road to the Harbour Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Have been going on for like 6 years. And every single time I try, it's different. The signs say, the signs don't say anything anymore. Yeah. It's just on the road and you're in the lane for the tunnel. You're in the lane for the tunnel. You're in the lane for the tunnel. You end up on the car expressway.
Mm. Oh, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I say it wrong. I know.
Cahill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say Cahill.
Yeah. That's fine. It's more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Cahill.
Cahill. Is it? No.
No, but people say Carl, but it's ridiculous. It's Cahill.
And, it's ridiculous. What are you doing? What is the goal?
I take pride in my ability to get in and out of the city and around the city. I used to live over the bridge and I just felt like that's a source of pride.
Totally.
But now I drive over there and I just feel so insecure again. I feel like one of the plebs, one of the schmucks that ruins everything.
The poor maps lady on my phone
is
so
confused
as well. Yeah. So I just try and follow the things that are painted onto the road. Because just yawn.
No.
It's all funny.
Yuck. I feel disturbed. Yeah.
I have a favorite restaurant in Newtown, Shinmachi. Shout out to Shinmachi.
Mm.
I can get there now.
Mm-hmm.
But every time, it's like
nervous.
The roads are going to be different. I don't think we'll get there on time.
It's like what Aaron Sorkin says about New York. This will be a great city once we stop building it.
Mm. Wow. Mm. And with that.
Thanks so much for tuning in for another episode of SYD Life. Make sure you click subscribe or follow us on our social media platforms. You can catch us at sydlife.podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you've had a great time. Keep it on the lookout for more episodes in the future. We'd love to hear from you. We always do. We appreciate your feedback. Even the haters, even the guy that said that Charlotte says nothing, and the guy that said I said, hey, what's bro doing? He said a lot of words, but nothing. Appreciate you too.
We love him.
Love you guys.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Alex.
Forever.
SYD Life is a podcast produced by C3 SYD Church. We exist to help people know Jesus, find community, and discover their purpose. For more information, go to our website, c3syd.church, and for content and clips, head to sydlife.podcast. Help us reach more people in Sydney by sharing this episode with a friend. See you next time.